Yes, the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Yeah. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos, Bein Mila Faneha Uvein Mila Achareha, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Erevin, V'Omer Eruvi Barishon LaMizrach Uvesheni LaMarav, Barishon LaMarav Uvesheni LaMizrach, Eruvi Barishon Uvesheni Kivnei Iri, Eruvi Basheni Uvarishon Kivnei Iri. So comes the Mishnah and quotes from Rabbi Eliezer the following. Let's say you have a scenario where Yontif either follows Shabbos or precedes Shabbos. You have Yontif on a Friday or Yontif on a Sunday. And now a person wants to set up an Erev Tchumen to be effective for both Shabbos and Yontif. So the question is, how do you do that? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person could basically stipulate and say that for the first day, I want my Erev to go to the east, and for the second day, to the west, or vice versa. Or I want my Erev to only be valid for one day, but not for the other day. You could essentially make any sort of stipulation you want. As we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer seems to be assuming that the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif, even though they're right next to each other, are distinct, as we'll see in the Gemara. However, v'chachamim omrim, O ma'ariv l'ruach achas, o eino ma'ariv kol iker. O ma'ariv l'shnei yomim, o eino ma'ariv kol iker. Whereas the chachamim are much more absolute. They say you can't start splitting hairs. Either you make your Erev Tchumen for both days, or not at all. Either you make the Erev Tchumen in one direction, or not at all. In other words, you can't start saying, I'm going to make it in one direction and then switch my and change my mind, or only for one day, not the other. So that seems to be Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chacham. So the Mishnah explains, Kate said Yasa, so what exactly should you do according to the Chachamim? Molicho barishon, umachshechalav, v'notlo uvalo, b'sheni, machshechalav, v'ochlo uvalo, v'nimtza mistaker b'halichaso, umistaker b'yeruvo. Says the Mishnah that before the first day begins, again, whether that's Shabbos, then Yontif, or Yontif, then Shabbos, whatever the case is. Let's say Yontif is on a Friday. So let's say Thursday, right before Yontif starts, you go to the place where you want your Tchum to extend to, the place where you want to set up your Erev Tchumen, and you wait there until after Yontif starts, and then you take the food item that you brought for the Erev Tchumen and bring it right back home. Then what do you do the next day, the following day, at the end of Yontif, right before Shabbos begins, you do the same thing. You go back to the same place, take the same food. The only difference here is that on the second day, you can actually eat the food at that point. And the Mishnah says that by doing so, you've actually gained in two ways. Because first of all, you've gained in that you have a valid Erev Tchumen for both days. And you've also gained in that you are now allowed to eat the Erev Tchumen for the second day. The assumption is, again, we pointed this out already a few times, that once the Erev Tchumen has been in effect for that time period of either at the very end of Friday or the very beginning of Shabbos, then that's considered a valid Erev Tchumen, even if something happens to it after. So if my Erev Tchumen was in effect and was valid for 2 minutes into Shabbos, and then I ate it, that's still a valid Erev Tchumen. That's why the Mishnah says that once it's been there into Shabbos or into Yontif, I'm then allowed to eat it. And then the Mishnah ends off.
The assumption here is that you can carry it back, right? Obviously.
Correct.
Time when you have an Erev Tchumen, you can be able to carry.
Correct. Well. The truth is, it might depend. The truth is, it's going to depend on the case. Meaning, you're right. In theory, if this was on Shabbos, right? Obviously, one of the 2 days is going to be Shabbos. Then you would require an Erev, again, depending on the configuration of where exactly you are. On Yontif, if it happens to be, just parenthetically, that we assume lahalacha that the Isser of Tchum applies on Yontif as well as, in other words, equally to Shabbos. However, when it comes to the Isser of carrying on Yontif, in other words, there we say that there is no Isser per se to carry on Yontif. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Nechel barishon eruvo lerishon ve'ein eruvo lasheni. The Mishnah really underscores this idea and says that if I set up my Erev Tchumen, let's say for the first of the 2 days, right? And then what happens? Then either I or somebody else ate the Erev Tchumen before the second day, so that obviously is not going to allow me to walk on the second day, right? Because the Erev Tchumen was never in effect into the second day. So if I set up my Erev Tchumen on Friday, which was Yontif, and then somebody ate it before Shabbos started, then obviously I'm going to have to make a new Erev Tchumen for Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Modim Atem Lishein Shtei Kedusha. So says Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim, the fact that you're saying this idea, in other words, the very fact that you say that setting up an Erev Tchumen before that first day is not going to work for the second day if somebody ate it, is clear, says Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim, that you agree with me that these 2 days, namely Yontif and Shabbos, have two distinct Kedushos, because if they didn't, I could just make one Erev Tchumen before the first day and say that this should be valid for both days. The fact that the Chachamim don't say that would imply that they seem to side with Rabbi Eliezer. And again, the Gemara is going to flesh this out in a second. So the Gemara just starts out with almost like a textual question. L'ruach achas mainihu l'shnei yamin mainihu l'ruach achas hainu kamaisa. So the Gemara asks just textually in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah was trying to frame the shita of the Chachamim, so the Chachamim were giving these like very extreme formulations. They said either the Eruv Tchumen goes in one direction or not at all. Either it works for both days or not at all. So the Gemara just asks, why does the Mishnah use those two Lashonos? They seem to be saying the same thing. Just say, in other words, basically, the Chachamim should have just said that you can't make an Eruv Tchumen for one day to the next. In other words, that's basically what they're trying to say. So says the Gemara, no. Hachi ka'amri li rabbanan la rabbi Eliezer. Iyata modem. So the Chachamim are now trying to defend their own position. They turn to Rabbi Eliezer and they say, Rabbi Eliezer, don't you concede to our position, namely, that if, let's say, a person tries to establish an Eruv Tchumen just for one day, just for Shabbos or for a regular Yantif, but they say, you know what, I want the Eruv Tchumen for half the day to let me walk to the north and half the day to the south. So wouldn't you agree that of course is not going to work? You can't make the same Eruv Tchumen work in two different directions for the same day. So Amar Lehenav also, Rabbi Eliezer concedes. He says, you're right. He says that's correct. So the Chacham say, okay, Kishem Shein Ma'arvin Liyomechel Chetzil Adarom Chetzil Latzafon Kachin Ma'arvin Lishnei Yomim Yomechel LaMizrach VYomechel LaMarav. So the Chacham say, what's the difference? The same way that I can't take one ear of Tchumen for one day and say it should be half the day in one direction, half the day in the other direction, so I should make the same argument for 2 days, right? I can't say that for Yontif it should let me go to the north and for Shabbos to the south. It's not going to work. So how does Rebbe Eliezer respond to that? Very simply, Rebbe Eliezer, no, Hasam Kedusha Achas Hacha Beis Kedushas. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, there's a fundamental difference between those two cases. In the case of the one Eruv that I want to use in two directions, you can't do that because that's the same day. It's the same Kedusha. But again, as we already pointed out in the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer holds that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedushos, and therefore it does make logical sense that I can distinguish between the two and say that for one day my Eruv Tchumen goes in one direction and on the next day it goes in a different direction. So now Rebbe Eliezer turns around to the Chachamim.
I don't understand how we could physically place the
Eruv. Okay. We're gonna talk about that in a little bit. We're gonna see that there are actually a number of ways that you can establish an Eruv Tchumen. We'll see as we go on in the Gemara. So just hold that thought for a second. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar lehen Rebbe Eliezer. So now Rebbe Eliezer turns to the Chachamim and says, I'atem modim, she'im irev beraglov biyom rishon, ma'arev beraglov biyom sheni, nechal eruvo biyom rishon, ein yotzeh alav biyom sheni. So now Rebbe Eliezer is pointing out almost exactly what Billy was just referencing, which is that there are actually two ways in which you can establish an Eruv Tchumen. You know, up until now, we've been discussing the method of Eruv Tchumen as in, I place food in a certain location, and I leave it there before Shabbos or Yontif, and then that's it. That's where my Tchum extends. But the truth is that the Gemara says that there's another, in fact, I would even argue more logical way to make an Eruv Tchumen, which is just walk to the place that you want your Tchum to extend to and stay there into Shabbos or into Yontif, and that's it. And that's also considered a valid Eruv Tchumen. So either way, again, whichever method you're using, Rebbe Eliezer turns to the Chachamim with the following argument. He says, let's say I go to, in other words, either I walk to my spot that I want my Tchum to be at before, let's say Yontif is on Friday. So I walk there before Yontif. So Rebbe Eliezer says to the Chachamim, wouldn't you agree with me that Tchum that I established by walking to that location is not going to be effective for day number two, for Shabbos, right? I'm going to have to go again on Friday afternoon to set up my Tchum again. And similarly, the Gemara says, let's say let's say I use the conventional method of Tchum. I just put my food down somewhere, but then somebody ate it before the second day. So wouldn't you agree, says Rebbe Eliezer to the Chachamim, that you cannot rely on that Eruv Tchumen for the second day? As we already pointed out, you have to make a new Eruv Tchumen if the original one was eaten before the second day. So Amru Lo Avos, the Chachamim say, you're right, absolutely, that's the halacha. So Rebbe Eliezer says, if that's the case, Halaye Beis Kedushos, and that clearly, that certainly is going to be considered two distinct Kedushos, because again, if you were going to argue that Shabbos and Yontif had one Kedusha, so then who cares that the Eruv Tchumen got eaten during the first day? In other words, or let's say once I walk to the location of the first day, that Tchum should be valid for the second day as well, if you were really convinced that Shabbos and Yontif had the same Kedusha. The fact that the Chachamim concede to Rebbe Eliezer and say that if somebody ate the Eruv Tchumen before the beginning of Shabbos, I have to go and make a new one, that would imply that they agree with Rebbe Eliezer that these days have different Kedusha to them. So how do the Rabbanah respond to this? Yeah.
You have to prepare
Oh, good. Okay, we're gonna get to that in 1 second. That's gonna be the next issue. No, this is not an Erev Tavshilin issue. This is gonna be a Hakhana issue. We're gonna get to this in 1 second. So the Gemara says, so how did the Rabbanan respond? The Rabbanan sapuki misapka luhu v'hachal l'chumra v'hachal l'chumra. So says the Gemara that the Rabbanan were not picking sides because they weren't sure what the halacha was. The Rabbanan were unsure whether Shabbos and Yontif have one kedusha or two kedushos. Therefore, they have to be machmir in both cases. So it's not really a contradiction. It's just that the Rabbanan don't know what the halacha is. So they have to be machmir across the board. Namely, they have to, on the one hand, they have to insist that you make a separate Eruv Tchumen for the second day. But on the other hand, they also have to insist that if the Eruv Tchumen got eaten before the second day, you have to establish a new one. So Amru Lo
L'Rebbe, are we talking here in Eretz Yisrael where there's one day Yontif? Would they consider the same thing? Let's say you just wanted to make an Arab a 2 day Yontif.
I mean, again, the case, in theory, you know, if you had a 3 day Yontif, let's say a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? So you would have a similar issue. Again, we're not getting into the Yontif Sheni discussion. We're going to talk about that a little bit on tomorrow's afternoon. We're going to get into that. But for right now, right, all the Gemara is basically saying right now is that the Chachamim were really not sure what the relationship between Shabbos and Yontif was. Is it the same Kedusha? Is it different? And therefore, because they were in a state of Suffolk, they had to be Machmir across the board. Okay, so the Chacham say, yeah. Oh, okay, good. We're gonna talk about on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is all about Rosh Hashanah and Yontif Sheni. So hold those thoughts for until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. Very apropos. Okay. So the Gemara says Amru Lola Rabbi Eliezer Iatamodesh Ein Ma'arvin Betchila Miyontif LeShabbos. So now again, so now the Chachamim turn back to Rabbi Eliezer and say, Rabbi Eliezer, don't you concede? Don't you agree to me? Or I'm sorry, don't you agree to us? That you are not allowed to establish an Eruv Tchumen lechatchila on Yontif for Shabbos. Meaning, for example, let's say you had to get a scenario of Yontif on a Friday, and the person forgot to set up their Eruv Tchumen before Yontif, and now they want to set up an Eruv Tchumen on Friday afternoon for Shabbos. So everyone agrees that you're not allowed to do that. Everyone agrees that you cannot establish an Eruv Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos. So in other words, if that is in fact true, then how does Rebbe Eliezer explain that? If the 2 days have two distinct kedushos, then you should be allowed to set up a separate Eruv Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos. That's the Rabbanan's question. So Amar Lehenav also, Rebbe Eliezer says, you're right. You're not allowed to set up an Eruv Tchumen on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Halaya Kedusha Achasi. Doesn't that prove, say the Chachamim to Rebbe Eliezer, that Shabbos and Yontif have one kedusha? Because if they didn't, then you should be allowed to set up a separate Eruv Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos, to which the Gemara says, addressing the question that Danny just mentioned before, Rebbe Eliezer Hasam Shemachana says, Rebbe Eliezer, no, the reason why you're not allowed to establish an Eruv Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos is not because it's one kedusha, but rather it's a technical problem of Hachana, that it's an issue of preparing for Shabbos. We'll see on the next Amud, the Gemara is going to again discuss this in a lot more detail. What was that?
Get around it by eating on the first day as well as the second. Eat a little bit on the first and a little bit on the second.
No. But the issue here is that if I'm setting up an Erev Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos.
Concept of Erev, okay.
Yeah, that's the issue. I'm preparing for Shabbos on Yontif, which as we'll see in a second in the Gemara, is going to be a problem. Okay. The Gemara
that's talking about a food Erev. What about, like you described, the walking Erev?
So it's the same issue. I'm still preparing. I'm walking out, you know, on Friday for Shabbos. Same problem.
The concept of what you're doing is the problem.
Correct. It's Hachana. Exactly. Okay. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Irev Baraglav Biyom Rishon, Ma'arev Baraglav Biyom Sheni, Nachali Ruvo Biyom Rishon, In Yotzei Ala Biyom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. So comes the Gemara and quotes the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who basically just paraphrases what we've already seen, which is that my Erev Tchumen for the first day does not carry over for the second day. So if I made an Erev Tchumen for Yontif, I have to make a new one for Shabbos. If somebody ate the one from the first day, I got to make a new one for the second day. I cannot rely on my first day Erev Tchumen for the second day. That's according to Rebbe. However, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Hareza Chamer Gamel. Rebbe Yehuda comments, he's kind of questioning a little bit what's going on here. He uses the expression, he says, this is like a Chamer Gamel. What's a chamar gamel? A chamar gamel means it's like you're a donkey driver and a camel driver. What does that mean? So basically, the mashal is that, you know, donkey drivers have to
push their animals from behind, and if you're a camel driver, you pull the animal from the front. His point basically is that you're being dragged in two different directions, essentially, with this halacha. Because on the one hand, in other words, again, as we pointed out in the Gemara before, we're not really sure if it's one or two distinct ketushos here. That's the issue in the Gemara, right? So as a result, because we're in a state of suffix, so Rabbi Huda is making this comment. He's like, you know, you're kind of being dragged in two different directions, where on the one hand, we're saying that the Eruv Tchumen that you set up for the first day doesn't work for the second day, and yet on the other hand, the Gemara is saying that we have to also be Machmir, right, that in case you did set up an Eruv Tchumen, but somebody ate it, let's say, you're going to have to make a new one. So it's kind of like you're being dragged in two different directions. That was the comment that Rabbi Huda made. So the Gemara says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omrim, Erev Baragla Barishon, Ein Ma'arev Baragla B'Sheni, Nechal Eruv B'Yom Rishon, Yotzei Ala B'Sheni. So comes the Gemara in quotes from Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and from Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who disagree with everything we just said. And they say that no, they say that an Eruv Tchumen set up on the first day is good for the second day too. I don't have to make a new one. If I set up a food Eruv Tchumen on the first day and somebody ate it, it doesn't matter. I can rely on that for day number two as well. So they fundamentally disagree with everything that we just said. And the Gemara comments, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedalid Zakenim Halalu, Va'aliba de Rabbi Eliezer to Amar Beis Kedushosin. Says Rav, we paskin like the following four elders who side with Rabbi Eliezer's position that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedushos, which is basically another way of saying that you have to make a separate Eruv Tchumen for the second day. Who are these four elders? Ve'iluhin Dalad Zakenim, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimta. So again, just if you notice, the first two Amoraim on this list are the same people that we just quoted a second ago, who said that in fact you do not have to make a separate Eruv Tchumen, that you can rely on the one from day one for day two. So the Gemara is going to end up reversing their positions in a second, as we saw a lot on yesterday's daf. Then the Gemara quotes also the fourth Amora is Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimta. What does that mean, Stimta? So this is a Gemara that appears in a number of places in Megillah and Sanhedrin. Stimta was like a way of saying that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, and there were other Amoraim who had that title to their name also, but Rabbi Yossi was famous for this, where he was oftentimes attributed to Stam Mishnayo. So they gave him like the nickname Stimta, the Amora or the Tana who was always attributed to these Stam Brisos or Mishnayos. And then the Gemara just says, Rabbi Elazar, Umapik, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimta. Okay, whatever. Some replaced Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimta on the list with Rabbi Elazar. Again, whoever these four of Zakenim were, they all sided with Rabbi Eliezer. They all assumed that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedushos, and that an Eruv Tchumen you made for one day does not work for the second day. So the Gemara asks the question that we just pointed out before. Didn't we just say on the top of the Amud that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say the opposite? They say that an Eruv Tchumen made for the first day is effective for day number two, which implies that Shabbos and Yontif have one Kedusha. So again, the Gemara says, you're right, Epoch. You have to reverse the Shitos. Again, we already saw this, you know, five times on yesterday's daf. We were, you know, constantly reversing people's opinions. So, okay, we're going to do it again. We're going to reverse their opinions. So this way, at the end of the day, they actually agree with everyone else that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedushos. So the Gemara says, but hang on one second. Ihachi Hainu Rebbe. If that's true, then why is there a Machlokas? So the Gemara before was presenting as if there was a machlokas. Rebbe says that the Eruv Tchumen doesn't work for day number two, but Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that it does. So now the Gemara say no, that really there's no machlokas at all. So why does the Gemara present that as a machlokas? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ema v'chein amar Rashbag. The Gemara really should have just said v'chein amar Rashbag, meaning and so too Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and so too Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. They agree with Rebbe. They're not arguing. The Gemara is just adding more Tanoim and Amoraim who agree with Rebbe's position. So then the Gemara says, okay, v'lich of Nami Rebbe. Why was Rebbe not on this list? Remember, the Gemara gave this long list of four, possibly five Zakenim who agree with Rebbe Eliezer that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedushos. Why was Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi? He seemed to be the original source of this halacha. Why was he not on that list? So the Gemara says, no, because Rebbe Tani Lovelo Savarla. The Gemara says that ironically, despite the fact that Rebbe taught this halacha, he himself did not agree with the halacha. He was reporting it in the name of his Rebbeim, but he himself actually thought that Shabbos and Yontif actually only have one Kedusha. So it's actually interesting, because now what the Gemara is saying really is, if you think about it, this is kind of like a double reversal of what we saw before. Because remember, before we were saying Rebbe seems to say that they're two distinct kedushos because the Eruv you made for day one doesn't work for day two, and then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka disagreed. So two lines ago, the Gemara reversed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael. Now the Gemara is basically also reversing Rebbe. The Gemara is basically saying that Rebbe was just quoting his Rebbeim, but he himself actually disagrees with this. He himself Rav actually thinks that Shabbos and Yontif have the same Kedusha. Then the Gemara says, okay, Rabbanan Nami Tanu Lava Lo Sarala. Why can't we say the same thing for the Rabbanan? Why can't you say this about all the rabbis that were on that list? Maybe they were just quoting their Rabbeim. Maybe they themselves hold that Shabbos and Yontif have one Kedusha. So says the Gemara, no. Rav, Gemara Gamirla, Rav had a Masorah, Rav had a tradition that these four Rabbanim all held that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedusha. So the only one that we have on record right now who assumes that Shabbos and Yontif are the same Kedusha is Rebbe, right? Rebbe is the only one at the end of this Gemara who seems to assume that Shabbos and Yontif have one Kedusha, that if I make an Erev Truman on day one, it will work for day two, but everyone else in the Gemara seems to disagree with them. Okay, then the Gemara points out, Ki noch nashe de Rav Huna, ayo Rav Chista lemirma de Rav aderav. After Rav Huna passed away, Rav Chista went to the Beis Medrash, and he posed a contradiction between two statements of Rav. Mi amar Rav halacha kedalad zekenim ba'aliba de Rav Eliezer de amar shtei kedushosin. Is it really true what Rav just quoted before, that we paskin like these four zekenim, like Rav Eliezer, that Shabbos and Yontif are two distinct days of Kedusha? Is that really true? V'ha itmar, the problem is that we have a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Beitza that says, Shabbos v'yantif, Rav amar nolda bazaz sura bazaz. The famous case of a Beitza shenolda b'yantif, except that in this case, it's actually a Beitza shenolda b'shabbos, or a Beitza shenolda b'yantif that goes into a Shabbos. This is the same scenario that we're talking about on this daf, which is, I have, let's say, a chicken lays an egg on Shabbos or yantif, and then the next day is either Shabbos or yantif, right? So normally, when a chicken lays an egg on yantif, the egg is muktzah. Now, why the egg is muktzah, we're going to talk about a little bit later today, tomorrow's daf, we're going to get to that. But everyone agrees the egg is muktzah, for whatever reason. Right, so normally that halacha just means if a chicken lays an egg on Yontif, so the egg is muktzah on Yontif. If a chicken lays an egg on Shabbos, the egg is muktzah on Shabbos. What if a chicken laid an egg on, let's say today is Shabbos, tomorrow Sunday is Yontif, or today Friday is Yontif, tomorrow is Shabbos? So Rav says it's usher on both days. So the Gemara says how can Rav say that we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer's version of the Dalad Zakanim, that Shabbos and Yontif have two distinct Kedushos? If that were true, then a chicken that laid an egg, let's say Friday was Yontif, so then that egg should not be Muktzah on Shabbos, because the days have two distinct Kedushos. The fact that Rav says in Maseches Beitza that an egg that was laid on Yontif on Friday is also Muktzah on Shabbos implies that he holds that Shabbos and Yontif have the same Kedusha, which is against what he's saying in our Gemara. So how do we resolve that? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Hasam comes the Gemara with the same exact answer we gave earlier, which is that you're right, that really the only reason why this egg remains a problem on the next day, either Shabbos or Yontif, it's not because Rav thinks that Shabbos and Yontif have the same Kedusha. We've already proven that he holds that they have two distinct Kedushos. The only reason why you can't use it is a problem of Hachana, as we pointed out before. There's an issue of Hachana, and in fact, this Gemara makes it seem like, and in fact, the Gemara points out in a few other places, that this is an issue of Hachana mida oraisa. We're used to thinking of Hachana as being like maybe d'rabbanan. You know, you can't prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos, and Yontif for after Yontif, and Yontif Rishon for Yontif Sheni. But according to this Gemara, according to the Shita of Rabba, Hachana is mamash d'inda oraisa. The Gemara goes a pasuk for this, right? The Hayab Yom Hashishi veHeichinu. So the implication is that you can only prepare on a weekday for Shabbos or Yontif, but not on Shabbos for Yontif or Yontif for Shabbos. That's the issue. So Amar Le'abaye, so Abaye,
what's the preparation here?
Meaning the reason why you're not allowed to use the egg on the second day is because it would be a violation of Hachana, right? Because in other words, the egg was muktzah on the first day. Everyone agrees the egg was muktzah on the first day, right? So because it was muktzah on the first day, it effectively carries over into the second day. That's essentially what the Gemara is saying. It's not because because we're assuming that the days are distinct in terms of their kedusha. It's really just an issue of Hachana that I'd be preparing for the next day. That's what the Gemara is assuming. That's the issue.
Using the egg on the second, the egg is laid to Friday 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it's now Saturday, or really probably the reverse would be, it's late Saturday 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
I want to now use that egg on cook it on Sunday Yontif, in the morning. What's the? I don't know. I understand maybe the family mukta carries over, but. What is the achana here? So, if the egg is already there.
Okay, yeah. So again, it's a good question because again, we're used to thinking of hachana as preparation, right? As I'm doing something to actively prepare for the next day. But right. Here, the term hachana here is being used more passively. It's saying this egg was not prepared for the next day beforehand, right? Because again, at the end of the day, everyone agrees that there's two distinct, or not everyone, but most of the Tanaim and Amoraim agree that there are two distinct kedushos here. But the issue at hand here is that the egg itself was not set aside. It wasn't designated beforehand to be used for the next day. That's the problem. Right? That's the whole issue of muktzah in general, right? Let's say, for example, normally a brick is muktzah on Shabbos, right? Normally. But let's say before Shabbos, I say, you know what? I want to use this brick as a doorstop. So then it's not muktzah because you set it aside from before Shabbos, right? So it's the same thing. There's no physical way to set aside this egg from beforehand because it wasn't laid yet. It wasn't laid before Yontif or before Shabbos. So that's why it's almost like, again, it's I would say hachana here is more of like a borrowed term, right? It's not what we usually call hachana. It's just kind of a general term.
Can you create an erev tavshilin on Yontif, having the egg in mind for Shabbos?
You're saying if you forgot to make it before Yontif, you're saying? It's the same issue. I mean, again, this Gemara has nothing to do with Erev Tavshilin at all, but it's the same issue. It would be the same issue of Hachana. You're not allowed to prepare an Erev Tavshilin on Yontif for Shabbos. You can't do that. Maybe B'dievid, you can rely on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin. That's a separate issue if you haven't done it before.
Let me ask you something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the egg was nolad on Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the next day is a regular Yom Chol. Why would you be allowed to use it in Yom Chol?
Why not?
When you're preparing from Shabbos from Yom Chol. That's an even greater.
Once it's a weekday, there's no Isser of Muktzah anymore. There, right? That meaning on Shabbos and Yontif.
No. But if I cook something on Shabbos, it's a shogun.
You cook on Shabbos? Okay, yeah.
When can I benefit?
That's a separate discussion. We spoke a lot about that in Masechet Shabbos. That's a different issue.
Why is it different? If the egg is born on Shabbat.
Wait, 1 second, Yaakov. You're talking about two different things. One second. You're mixing two different cases here. Are you talking about a chicken laying an egg, or are you talking about somebody cooking an egg on Shabbos? Which case are you talking about?
It's the same thing.
It's very, very different. It's very different. The case of cooking. If you cook an egg on Bishogeg on Shabbos,
chicken. The egg that was born.
Okay, so a chicken lays an egg on Shabbos, and now what? Now it's Sunday, and it's a regular weekday. You want to use the egg?
Yeah.
So what's the problem with that? Why is that an issue? It's a weekday.
You're preparing from Shabbat to Chol.
No, you're not. It's not. You're not, again. The only time we're invoking the issue of Hachana is when the next day is a day of Kedusha, either Shabbos or Yontif. What, in other words, for example, right?
If Hachana from Kedusha to Kedusha is forbidden.
Because the issue of Hachana only makes sense when you're still on a day of Kedusha, right? For example, if a chicken lays an egg on Yontif for Shabbos, I don't say the egg is usher forever because you know I can't eat the egg for the rest of my life because since it was laid on a Yontif, it's usher. That's not true. Once a weekday rolls around, then the whole usher falls away. That the issue of muktzah is on that day, or maybe on those 2 days, if the next day is a Shabbos or a Yontif. Once a weekday, in fact, even the next Shabbos, it's not muktzah anymore. It's only muktzah on that day or on those couple of days. Again, we're going to talk about on tomorrow's daf why exactly a beitzah shnol yontif is usher. It's a whole sugya in the beginning of a second beitzah, but we'll get to there. Okay, let's move on. So now, fine. So the Gemara continues. So now Abaye pushes back. Amar le Abaye ela hadisnan keitzad hu oseh molicho barishonu machshech alav v'not la uvalo b'sheni machshech alav v'och la uvalo hakamechin miyontif l'shabbos. Didn't our Mishnah say that a person can go and establish their Erev of Tchumen, let's say Yontif's on a Friday, right? Establish their Erev of Tchumen late Thursday, and then wait over there until Yontif starts. Then they take their food back, go back home, and then come back the next day on Friday late in the day and establish the area of Tumen, and then they're allowed to eat it. That's what our Mishnah said. What's the problem with that? Isn't that a violation of Hachana? If I'm going late Friday afternoon on Yontif to go set up my area of Tumen for Shabbos, How is that allowed? How is that okay? That's hachana. I'm preparing on Yontif for Shabbos. So says the Gemara, no. Amar le Rabba misvara sofa yom kona irov. Tchilas yom kona irov. Shabbos mechino la'atzma. This touches on something we spoke about a couple of days ago, where Rabba says no, because in other words, we misunderstood the point in time in which an Erev Truman goes into effect. The Erev Truman does not go into effect at the end of Friday, but rather at the beginning of Shabbos. So what does that basically mean practically? That means that there is no hachana. I'm not preparing on Yontif for Shabbos. The Erev Truman only starts being effective the first minute of Shabbos. So therefore, I'm preparing on Shabbos for Shabbos, which is obviously completely fine. So what's the problem with this? Says the Gemara, Elameata Ya'arvu Belagin. What about a topic that we spoke about back on Monday? The Gemara had a whole discussion about, let's say I have a kli, and in the kli I have produce where I took off Maiser Rishon, but I didn't take off Truma, so it's quasi Tevel, and the person made a declaration. They say, once it gets dark outside, I want to be Mafrish the Truma. But the kli, again, this is the case we had in the Gemara earlier, where the kli was a full yom, where you were waiting for the sun to set for the kli to be fully tar. If you said that I want to separate truma right now, the truma will become tameh, because truma in a tful yom kli will be tameh. But because you said I want the hafrasha to only take place after teisak kochavim, that would be effective. And yet the Gemara still said that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make an erev truman with a kli that's a tful yom that had produce that was quasi tevel in it. But the question is, why not? If we just proved right now in the Gemara that tchilas hayom kona erev, that the erev truman only goes into effect at the beginning of Shabbos and not at the end of Friday, so then why can't you make an Erev Truman using this Tvul Yom Kli with your Truma Smicer Tevel in it? It should be effective, because again, when you make the declaration that I want to separate Truma, what you're basically saying is I want the separation to happen at the beginning of Shabbos, and that then it's going to be Tahar anyway, because it's after Tzeis HaKochavim. So why doesn't that work? Says the Gemara, no. This is the same answer we gave also back on Monday's daf. We saw this answer a few times, because since the Truma was not edible, was not fit for eating before Shabbos began, that's a chisaron, that's a lack of the Erev Truman, therefore it's not going to be a valid Erev Truman. So now the Gemara...
If it was a regular kli, it will be valid?
If it was a... yeah, for sure. If it's regular kli, for sure, it's fine, yeah. Okay, says the Gemara, Elo hadisna, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yontov ha-samach le-Shabbos, bein mila faneha uvein mila achareha, so the Gemara says, hang on one second. You just told me that there's this requirement that the food has to be edible beforehand. That's the reason why I can't use the Truma and the Tvul Yom Kli, because I can't eat it before Shabbos begins. But then how do you explain our Mishnah? Our Mishnah quoted Rabbi Eliezer, who said that whenever you have a Yontif that follows a Shabbos, or a Shabbos that follows a Yontif, so you can make, in other words, you have to make two separate Erev Trumans, right? But the problem is that the Erev Truman for the second day is not fit yet for the first day, because you can't rely on it yet, right? Because again, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you have to make a separate Erev Truman for day number two. So how does that make sense? If it needs to be something which you're allowed to eat beforehand, you're not allowed to eat the Erev Truman of day number two before day number one. So says the Gemara, it's not true. Mi svaras de manachli besof al payim ama lechan e besof al payim ama lechan lo de manachli besof elef ama lechan u besof elef ama lechan. The Gemara says no, because again, we misunderstood the case. The case is not where I place the Erev Truman at the end of my 2,000 amos, at two extremes. Let's say I put my Erev Truman for Yontif at 2,000 amos to the east, and my Erev Truman for Shabbos at 2,000 amos to the west. So then the Gemara says, you're right, in a Hanami. In that case, it would in fact be a problem, because you're not physically able to access the Erev Truman for day number two. However, if let's say you place your two Erev Trumans 1,000 amos in each direction, then that's okay, because you're anyway allowed to walk up to 2,000 amos. So if the case was where you placed your Erev Trumans 1,000 amos away in each direction, then that would in fact be okay. So then the Gemara says, Elo hada amar Rav Yehuda, irei baraglav yom rishon ma'arei baraglav yom sheni, irei befas biyom rishon ma'arei befas biyom sheni hakamichin miyantav l'shab. It's the same question again. The Gemara wants to know, If according to the way that we seem to paskin, that my Erev Truman for day number one is ineffective for day number two, I have to make a separate Erev Truman for day number two, how am I even allowed to do that at all? Isn't that hachana? When I set up my Erev Truman for day number two on Yontif, or on Shabbos for Yontif, why is that not hachana? So Amar Lei Misvaras de Azdo v'Amar Midi, de Azdo v'Shasik v'Yasev, Keman k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, de Amar Chatzei Hefker Konin Shvisa, says the Gemara, no, that maybe one can argue that this is not really called hachana. Why is it not hachana? Because you're not going to the location where you're setting up your Erev Tchumen, and you're not saying anything. You're just going there, and you're sitting there silently. How does that work? How is that effective to establish an Erev Tchumen if I don't make any sort of declaration? So says the Gemara, this conforms with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that appears a little bit later on in the Masechta. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that Cheftzei Hefker Konin Shvisa. Let's say I have an item which is Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. That item acquires a Makom Shvisa when Shabbos begins, meaning that item, let's say I wanted to acquire that item would be limited by the place where it was when Shabbos began. So in other words, what the Gemara is basically saying is that in this scenario as well, if I have a person who just goes to a certain location, they don't have to say anything, they don't have to do it, they just go there and sit down quietly, and they're there into the beginning of Shabbos or Yontif, that's a valid Erev Tchumen. And that is not considered a violation of Hachana, because you didn't really actively do anything to prepare for Shabbos or Yontif, you just kind of sat there. It wasn't obvious that you were preparing for anything. So says the Gemara, no, it's not necessarily true. Afilu Tema Rabban. One could argue that this Gemara even makes sense according to the Rabban. How? Ad kan lo pliyi Rabban alei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ela bi yashin de lo matzei amar avo ben neor de iboy lemeimar matzei amar afagav de lo amar kamando amar dame. Says the Gemara, you can make the following distinction, that this halacha, this notion that I don't have to say anything, I can just acquire the place that I am without actually saying anything, maybe that's only going to be true if I'm awake. So if I'm awake, so in theory I could have made a declaration, and I could have made some kind of a verbalization and said, this is my Makom Shvisa, this is my Erev Tchumen. And so the fact that I didn't say it, big deal. We're going to view it as if you did. But let's say a person's sleeping when Shabbos starts. If you're sleeping, it's physically impossible to make any kind of declaration to say, this is my Makom Shvisa, this is my Erev Tchumen. You can't do that when you're sleeping. So maybe one can argue that if a person is sleeping when Shabbos starts, that in fact they are not Kone a Makom Shvisa, then maybe the Erev Tchumen is in fact not valid. So the Gemara says, you can't necessarily prove anything from here. You could just argue that the case is where the guy was awake. If the guy was awake, then yes, then he can acquire a Makom Shvisa, you can make an Erev Tchumen without saying anything. But if he was asleep, so then you could argue that he can't do that. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rabba Bar Rav Chanan li Abaye, Iyav Shmiel le Marha Desanya, Lo Yahalich Adam, Lesov Sadeu le Dama Hitzricha, Kayote Velo Yitayel Adam La Pesach Medina, Kadesh Yikonis Lamarchat Miad, Hadarbe. The Gemara says, right, this was Rabba Bar Rav Chanan told Abaye that had Rabba heard the following Brisa, he would have retracted his position. What does this Brisa say? The Brisa says that a person is not allowed to go to the end of their field on Shabbos to see what repairs need to be done to their field. A person is not allowed to go for a stroll right before Shabbos ends to the gateway, to the entrance of a city or of the town, so this way you can go to the bathhouse right when Shabbos ends. Again, basically those are issues of Hachana. So in other words, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan says to Abaye that had Rabba heard this Brisa, he would have retracted his position. He would have said that it's actually a problem to set up an Erev Tchumen this way because it's a violation of Hachana. So says the Gemara, it's not true. Vilohi, Shama Levelo Hadarbe, Hasa Muchacha Milsa, Hacha Lav Muchacha Milsa, He, Itzur Mirabanan, who Amrin and Shmaita Meshachte, Viyama Aretu Amrin and Chamar Irkasle. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Rabba did know about this Brisa, but he still did not retract his position. He still held that you're allowed to set up an Erev Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos. Why? What's the difference? These cases are the guy who's checking out his field 5 minutes before Shabbos ends, or is taking a stroll next to the bathhouse right before Shabbos ends. It's obvious what he's doing. Everyone knows that he's waiting for Shabbos to end to go and take care of his field or to go to the bathhouse. A guy who goes to a location to set up an Erev Tchumen, it's not at all obvious what he's doing. You could say, let's say, for example, the guy's a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, maybe you'll think, oh, his learning dragged him, drew him to this far location. The guy is an Am Haaretz, who think maybe he lost his donkey and he's looking for it. In other words, there could be a million reasons why a guy is going for a stroll, right? Whereas a person who's walking 2 feet in front of a bathhouse, it's pretty obvious why he's doing that. So Rabba could say, maybe there's room to distinguish between these two cases. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Irei Baragla Biyom Rishon Ma'arei Baragla Bishini, Irei Befas Biyom Rishon Ma'arei Befas Biyom Shini. So again, these first two permutations, the first two halachas are the same as we've already seen. If I made my Erev Tchumen on the first day, whether by walking or by setting up food, I have to do it again on the second day. However, the Gemara says, Ire befas berishon ma'ari beragla b'sheni. Ire beragla berishon im ma'ari befas b'sheni she'in ma'arvin betchila befas. The Gemara says that if I made my Erev Tchumen by walking on the first day, you cannot establish an Erev Tchumen with food on the second day, because you're not really supposed to do that lechachila. It's better to go and walk to the location. And then the Gemara says, Ire befas biyom rishon ma'ari befas biyom sheni. Amar shmulu va'osa hapas. When the Gemara said that if I made my Erev Tchumen with bread on the first day, I can also make it with bread on the second day. So Shmuel qualifies and says that's assuming that you're using the same bread, the same loaf. So Amar Rav Ashi Deka Nami Masnisen, our Mishnah seems to imply that way as well. The Katani Ketzad Huose Molicho Barishon Umach Shechalav Vinotlo Uvalo Besheni Mach Shechalav Ochlo Uvalo. So the Mishnah said that what do you have to do? Go to the location where you want to make your Erev Tchumen. Go wait until Yontif starts. Then you take the food back, and then you go back the second day and you do it again. It sounds like you're using the same loaf of bread. That would seem to support Shmuel. So how would the Rabbana respond to that? The Rabbana, no. Dilmahasa Mitzatova Kamash Malan. You could say no. The Mishnah was giving you good advice. It didn't say you have to do this. It was just saying, if you want things to be easier on yourself, then this is what you should do.